It's Friday, January 10, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Activist Herbert Jauch has called for a shift in governance, criticizing the government's focus on job security over tangible results. He argued that despite plans and ideas, little has been done to implement them. Jauch underscored the need for a developmental state where accountability is key.
I was involved some years back assisting government in developing a national employment policy, where we went as far as identifying sectors and how many additional jobs can be created there. We identified also the role players. But the shocking thing was, despite all the ideas, despite an implementation plan, very little has happened. It's like basically rested on the shelves of government offices and was not translated into practice. And that puts us to the question of, if things change, isn't it absolutely essential that the nature of the Namibian state needs to change?
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. The IEBC has argued that President Nangolo Mbumba lacked legal authority to extend last year's voting period, citing contradictions in his proclamation and improper election conduct, as extended voting was only allowed at specific polling stations. The IEBC, co-signed by lawyer Anton Katz, disputes Mbumba's claim that he intended to extend voting nationwide but was advised against it by the Electoral Commission. IEBC's spokesperson Ims Nashinge confirmed the matter is sub judice, preventing further comment. To South Africa, where ANC Treasurer Gwen Ramokgoba says the party needs to work even harder now to improve the lives of most South Africans. ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa is set to deliver the January 8 statement in Cape Town on Saturday as the party celebrates its 113th birthday. Ramokgoba says the ANC has done a great deal over the last 3 decades, but not everyone has benefited from the party's policies.
Our democracy has made progress, but has left lots of people behind. This is the 70th anniversary of the Freedom Charter that also declared that the wealth of the country must be shared by all who live in it and who work it. And the focus should be on how we put our heads together, those that are ahead economically, to lift as they rise.
Continentally, Mozambican opposition leader Venancio Mondlane has returned after fleeing following a disputed election result, says Reuters. He alleges the poll was rigged, sparking nationwide protests that have resulted in multiple deaths. Mondlane has urged his supporters to persist with demonstrations. Thousands greeted him at Maputo's airport amidst heavy riot police presence, highlighting the tension. To the U.S. now, where its president-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced for his hush money conviction after the Supreme Court refused to block it. It means he'll become the first convicted felon to serve as president. On the ground for us is our reporter Nick Harper.
Donald Trump had hoped the Supreme Court, with its conservative majority, would spare him Friday's sentencing, a week and a half before he returns to the White House. But in a 5-4 decision, two conservative justices, including Amy Coney Barrett, who Trump appointed during his first term, joined their three liberal-leaning colleagues to refuse the incoming president's petition. It means the president-elect will be sentenced on Friday morning, following his conviction for facilitating hush money payments to an adult film star to cover up an alleged affair, allegations he had denied. The judge has already said Trump will not receive prison time. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.